making a strong first impression that lasts. In our fast-paced world, first impressions happen in mere seconds. Research suggests between 7 to 30 seconds, yet their impact can last for years. This phenomenon, known as the primacy effect, means that initial information carries disproportionate weight in how we perceive others. Your brain makes snap judgments based on limited information, and these initial assessments become mental shortcuts that are surprisingly resistant to change. Understanding this psychological reality is the first step toward mastering the art of making powerful first impressions that create lasting positive impact. The three pillars of memorable first impressions. Exceptional first impressions rest on three fundamental pillars: appearance, communication, and presence. Your appearance isn't just about clothing, it encompasses grooming, posture, and the nonverbal signals you broadcast before you even speak. Communication involves both what you say and how you say it, including tone, pace, and listening skills. Presence is that elusive quality of being fully engaged and authentic in the moment. When these three elements align harmoniously, you create an impression that resonates deeply and memorably. Mastering nonverbal communication, your silent messenger. Before you utter a single word, your body language is already speaking volumes. Research indicates that nonverbal cues account for up to 93% of communication effectiveness. Maintain confident posture with shoulders back and head held high. This project's assurance without arrogance. Eye contact should be steady but not intense. Aim for 60 to 70% contact during conversations. Your handshake deserves particular attention, firm but not crushing, dry, and accompanied by genuine eye contact. These subtle nonverbal signals collectively create an impression of confidence, competence, and approachability. The power of your opening words, crafting memorable introductions. Your first words set the tone for the entire interaction. Instead of generic greetings like "nice to meet you," try more engaging openings that show genuine interest. "I've been looking forward to connecting with you," or "I've heard wonderful things about your work," immediately creates positive momentum. Remember names. Meticulously using someone's name early in conversation demonstrates respect and attention to detail. Prepare a concise, compelling self-introduction that goes beyond your job title to highlight your passion and purpose. Context-specific strategies for different situations. Different environments demand tailored approaches. In business meetings, focus on professionalism and preparedness. Arrive early, have materials ready, and demonstrate knowledge of attendees' backgrounds. Networking events require more social finesse. Practice moving gracefully between conversations and introducing people to each other. Job interviews call for balancing competence with cultural fit. Research the organization thoroughly and prepare stories that demonstrate both skills and values. Social gatherings benefit from warmth and genuine curiosity about others. The art of active listening, making others feel valued. One of the most powerful ways to make a lasting positive impression is to make the other person feel truly heard. Practice active listening by maintaining eye contact, nodding appropriately, and avoiding interruptions. Ask open-ended questions that encourage sharing rather than simple yes/no responses. Paraphrase what you've heard to demonstrate understanding. "So if I'm hearing correctly, you're saying..." This validation creates immediate rapport and shows respect for the other person's perspective. Authenticity, the foundation of trustworthy impressions. While technique matters, authenticity is what transforms good impressions into lasting ones. People have remarkable intuition for detecting insincerity. Rather than trying to be someone you're not, focus on presenting the best version of yourself. Share appropriate personal stories that reveal your values and passions. Admit when you don't know something. This demonstrates confidence and humility. Authenticity builds trust, and trust is the currency of lasting relationships. Common first impression mistakes to avoid. Several common errors can undermine even well-prepared first impressions. Checking phones or watches signals disinterest and disrespect. Dominating conversations without allowing others to speak creates an impression of self-absorption. Negative body language like crossed arms or lack of eye contact suggests defensiveness or dishonesty. Oversharing personal information too quickly can make others uncomfortable. Being late consistently communicates that you don't value others' time. Awareness of these pitfalls is the first step toward avoiding them. Cultural considerations in global interactions. In our interconnected world, understanding cultural differences in impression formation is crucial. Eye contact norms vary significantly across cultures. While expected in Western contexts, it might be considered disrespectful in some Asian cultures. Personal space preferences differ widely. Greeting customs range from handshakes to bows to cheek kisses. Researching cultural norms before international meetings demonstrates respect and cultural intelligence, immediately creating a positive impression of professionalism and global awareness. Turning a bad first impression around, the recovery strategy. Even with the best preparation, sometimes first impressions don't go as planned. The good news is that impressions can be revised with conscious effort. If you realize you've made a poor first impression, acknowledge it directly but gracefully. I realize I may have come across differently than I intended, and I want to ensure we start fresh. Follow up with consistent behavior that contradicts the initial negative impression. Demonstrate through actions rather than just words that the first impression wasn't representative of your true character. The follow-up, making your impression last beyond the first meeting. The work of impression management continues after the initial encounter. Send thoughtful follow-up messages that reference specific points from your conversation. This demonstrates that you were genuinely engaged and value the connection. Connect on professional networks with personalized invitations rather than generic requests. Look for opportunities to provide value between meetings, sharing relevant articles or making introductions. These consistent touchpoints reinforce the positive impression and build relationship momentum. Building your personal brand, consistency across encounters. Ultimately, making strong first impressions that last is about building a coherent personal brand. Your appearance, communication style, values, and behavior should align consistently across different contexts. Develop a clear understanding of how you want to be perceived and ensure your actions support this identity. This consistency builds credibility and makes your positive impressions increasingly durable because they're backed by authentic, predictable behavior. Continuous improvement, treating every encounter as practice. Mastering first impressions is an ongoing journey rather than a destination. Treat every new encounter as an opportunity to practice and refine your approach. Seek feedback from trusted colleagues about how you come across in initial meetings. Video record your practice introductions to observe your body language and vocal tone. Read extensively about communication psychology and interpersonal dynamics. The most impressive people are those who continuously work on their impression skills while remaining authentically themselves. Conclusion. Making strong first impressions that endure isn't about manipulation or superficial charm, it's about bringing your best self forward with intentionality and skill. By understanding the psychology behind impression formation, mastering both verbal and nonverbal communication, and following up consistently, you transform brief encounters into foundation stones for meaningful relationships and opportunities. In a world where first impressions often determine whether doors open or close, developing this crucial skill set becomes not just advantageous but essential for personal and professional success. Remember, people may forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel in those first critical moments.